Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Today, by the way, I was talking to somebody who told me that they believed Ireland was a kip. Not in the literal sense, by the way. It's a beautiful country, obviously, and the people are wonderful. But from a sense of the way it's being run. And that led me to see an article in the paper talking about, you know, people who leave the country and come back again. But is the grass really greener on the other side? If you decide to leave Ireland and go to, I don't know, Australia, whatever it is it really nicer? With soaring house costs, skyrocketing energy bills, pubs and restaurants shutting their doors, and the government, many people feel, are out of touch. It's no surprise that thousands of people are leaving our shores for a better life. 70,000 last year, I think it was $130,000 altogether in 2 years. But here's the thing, it's not just a one-way ticket. Many are actually coming back again. Like homing pigeons, aren't they? And maybe they feel Ireland really isn't that bad after all. Or is it just a case of the better the devil you know than the devil you don't know? So here's the thing. Let's be honest. Every country has its own kind of problems. In the UK, they're dealing with Brexit. In Australia, the dream isn't so perfect because they're dealing with rising rents. In Dubai, of course, it looks nice and shiny on Instagram, but is it really as good as it looks? And they have their own challenges too. So what's your take? Have you left Ireland for something better? Are you thinking of going or are you just back? Are you one of those people who left during the last recession and came back again once things were better? We used to call them the abandoners. Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, by the way, is 087-188-0008. You can catch us on social media as well, by the way, on Facebook, Instagram and on Twitter as well, by the way. Just look up Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and you'll find us there. If you want to come on the air, just text or WhatsApp the words "let me on" to 087-188-0008. And I'm sure AJ will manage to squeeze you onto the air somehow. Let me go to Michael first if I can. Michael, hi, how are you?
How you doing?
How you doing, Michael? Is it really, is the grass greener on the other side?
Well, I can only speak for two people I know, okay?
Yeah.
Niece and nephew. One has gone to Copenhagen.
Okay.
And he's doing very well over there. He was able to buy a house and settle down, no problem. And it's the half of what we're paying for rent of the property over here. I've a nephew who's just gone to, was paying $2,000 a month for a flat in Jervis Street, one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Instead of getting a four bedroom house for less than $1,000 Australian or New Zealand dollars, right? A month.
Yeah, but let's put it into context. When he's living in New Zealand, is he living in a city or is he living in the suburbs?
He's living in the city. In the city.
That seems extremely cheap because I know people who live in New Zealand and they tell me it's equally as bad there. But go on.
Well, he's doing very well for himself and his wages is even better than what he was earning. He was getting 80,000 a year. He's in IT or something like that. He's doing well. But he's gone. He's had it. He said there's nothing left in this country. There's nothing left. And my honest opinion is we should be stopping the people coming in and looking after our own.
When you say stopping people coming in, many people come here legitimately through our visa system. Can't stop everybody coming in.
Yeah.
You can't just put a wall around Ireland and say no more. Couldn't do that. So are you specifically talking about people who come here illegally or under false pretenses?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, we're not looking after our own. If we were looking after our own and we'd have proper houses built, all that. Instead, we had
a housing crisis. Mick, Michael,
I know.
We had a housing crisis before we had an immigration crisis.
Yeah. Well, we were out to build houses years ago. Now we don't have the trades now.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is I'm not denying that, you know, 120,000 people coming into the country from both Ukraine and countries around the world over the last 2 years has certainly compounded the housing issue. But we had the housing issue long before that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We don't have the tradesmen anymore because we don't train them.
Okay, well, that's a separate issue. And you are right. We should be encouraging people into apprenticeships. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore. When I left school, I went straight into an apprenticeship and became an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working on a building site. And then I started working in a company that was dealing with science, putting up electric signs. That's what we've done for a living. But that was it.
Yeah, but that's up to parents as well to encourage their kids to, you know, not that college isn't the be all and end all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The same as me, when I was in school, only two kids in the class went to college. Everybody else either took an apprenticeship or just went for a job.
Yeah, that's it. But that's the way it is. But there's nothing in this country for young people anymore. My advice is get out.
When you say there's nothing, there's good. My son has a really good job, thankfully. But when you say there's nothing in the country for young people, there is. There is jobs. I'm not denying the cost of living is outrageous, but there is jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. It is.
Well, the idea, you know? Unfortunately, that they probably never own their own home in Dublin, unless they're getting extremely well paid.
Yeah, that's the problem. We should be able to build houses and give them the offer to buy them or to rent them, but not with the Bolster funds. That's what's wrong. Mm. I've heard of a couple that are paying €2,000 a month. €2,000 a month just to have a house, a two-bedroom house.
Well, that, to be honest with you, that sounds cheap from what I've seen, yeah.
But they're working nearly 70, 80 hours a week between them.
Yeah,
to manage that.
Now, some people don't even earn that much money. Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah,
that's crazy. There's no incentive anymore.
But here's the thing. You gave me two examples of Copenhagen there and New Zealand. Again, I want to put New Zealand into context. It depends on where in New Zealand you're living, right? The different cities are more expensive, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Like the same in Ireland. You can live in certain parts of Ireland, Roscommon, Athlone, Leitrim, for a lot cheaper than you can live in Dublin, Limerick or Cork or Galway. So you got to put it into context.
Yeah,
you know, and so the question is, every country has its own set of problems.
Yeah.
So is the ground, because why do people come back then? Because, you know, a lot of students are going to leave the country anyway to experience the world and all that. They've always have, right? Now, not as many as leaving at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But because there's nothing here for them, as you were saying, it's difficult to find even somewhere to live. But, is it better the devil you know than the devil you don't know? And is the grass really greener on the other side?
In some cases, yes. Not all the time, but in some cases, yes.
Mm. I mean, the one thing that would make me leave Ireland, and I know I love Ireland, but the one thing that would make me leave is the weather.
Well, no. Yeah, we don't know about that.
Okay, well, hang on, Michael. Stay there, because I want to go to Mick as well. Mick, hi, how are you?
How are things?
Good.
Good to have you back.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Mick. Mick, in relation to leaving Ireland, 130,000 people in the last 2 years left for greener pastures, or so they think anyway. Are you surprised at that figure, or, you know?
I'm not. It's so hard for you. But it's not just youth that's leaving, too. Like, there's
families.
Middle-aged people, families leaving. Like, it's not just students and the tradesmen. It's just people that can't get their foot on the ladder and can't see how to do it. Like, there's no way any man or any family now could save for a deposit for a house and pay rent at the same time.
No, you couldn't. That would be an impossibility.
They just simply can't do it. So do they save for a ticket and get out of here, or do they save to try and get a deposit for a mortgage? And I think that saving for the ticket sounds easier. And that's what a lot of them are doing. The families that go, I think they'll stay there. Students have a tendency to come back. Yes, of course, as Michael was just saying, that they want to sample it and want to get away and see the world. And they're dead right. I done it myself when I was 16.
Yeah, we all did. We all did our best to get around and see as many countries as possible. Yeah.
I think I'd come back with less money than I went with, but that was just the time there.
That's just because you were having a good time, Mick, yeah.
I was having a good time, that's the way it was. But the grass is greener, yes, the grass is always greener on the far side. But
Is it really greener? Because why would people become, there are people, some people coming back again. And you take, for example, back in 2010, when the country fell apart to the seams financially, and thousands of people left Ireland to go to Australia, Canada, America, everywhere. A lot of those people came back in 2016 and 17 once the country came, you know, got back on its feet again. Now, at the time, many people refer to those as the abandoners, but a lot of them came back. So, you know, maybe their thinking was the better the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
I've seen people, young ones, coming back and getting their head together and heading off again. And I think they won't be coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. A few young people that I know, they went and came back, and when they come back and tried it again here, whatever few pound they had, and see how long the money lasted, they went back in, and I don't think that if they go the second time, they know what to expect, they know what they're up against, and I don't think they'll come back. It's madness for them to come back here.
See, I know a couple who are over in Dubai at the moment, and they're both school teachers, and they're making a fortune. They reckon in 2 years they'll have enough money for a house in Ireland. Right? Because the money they're actually making, doing grinds, all sorts of things, right? And as you know, you don't pay income tax when you're over there, right? So it's dirt cheap. And you make a lot of money, okay? But they said to me they would never live there permanently. because one, they believe it's too warm, particularly during the summer, it can get up to 45 degrees. And two, culturally, Dubai is different and they couldn't get used to it. So they said once they make enough money for their house, they're going to come back.
Yeah. They're focused. They don't know what they want to do. Like, going and coming, it's people just sort of haven't got their mind made up. Like, that's the thing. Families are different. They know what they have to do. They can't survive here. They can't. I was lucky enough. I got a house mortgage. I was saying to when they're only for I had a site of collateral. Like, no way I would have got a house. I got the money for a deposit.
Yeah,
that's where I was backed in. That's where I got the letter. I was lucky.
And thankfully, by the way, a lot of people are lucky in the country because they'll inherit a house from their parents or et cetera, et cetera. But if you're not, as you rightly said, if you're a young person, 24, 25 years of age, planning to get married and settle down, you'd want to be very wealthy and have a very good job to buy a house in Ireland.
Very wealthy. And even to build a house now is absolutely mad. Crazy. Crazy.
Well, if we look at other capital cities around the world and other major cities around the world, we're not that far ahead. Now, we are expensive, don't get me wrong. And our cost of living is expensive. But I've been reading about rising rents in Australia as well.
Yeah, I have a niece over and the rent is crazy. But she's making good money to
pay it.
To pay it, I'm assuming it, and still have a life after it.
And Mick, if you were to leave Ireland tomorrow, where would, like, if that was a plan for you, where would you go? What country do you think would be the best?
In New Zealand or Australia, wouldn't
it
be other?
It would be Australia, I'd say. I've done England years ago, and
that's a mess at the moment, isn't it? Because of Brexit.
But that's a mess now, isn't it? Australia seems to be, if you could get in and get settled in Australia, there's a lot of Irish over there.
Yeah.
And I'd say if you knew people you could go over to, like, that's a lot of the work done. That's half your battle. And they might give you a chance to give you a hand to get set up and get in. And once you have colleagues over there and friends, or maybe family, I think you'd settle in an awful lot.
But there is Irish communities in a lot of these countries anyway. Not that you don't want to be sticking to Irish communities either. You do want to integrate. But stay there, Mick and Michael. Let me just go to Ashley, who actually did move from Australia to Ireland. Ashley, hi, how are you?
Hi, I've been dying to get on to weigh in for this topic for a long time. So I'm from New Zealand. I moved to Australia and now I live here. We're only 2 years in, but I've kind of got a look on all aspects of it. So Australia is good if you're single, you want to party, you want to have fun. Great, good fun.
Good
if you
time.
Want to have a
yeah,
if you want to have a family, that's when it changes a bit. And that's why I always laugh. Like, everyone's always like, oh, what are you doing over here? It's a kip here, blah, blah, blah. But actually, in reality, so we only have one child, but I was working full-time in Australia. My husband was working 6 days a week, sometimes had a second job.
Yep.
For most of the time to save, because we're always either planning on buying or we're building here, which is a different story. But the rent and childcare alone, with the childcare subsidy, which we were only able to get because my husband had a Australian citizenship, like he got the passport and that, was $900 a week.
Okay.
Just for rent and daycare.
Wow. That's
so
a lot of money.
Basically, I was working for free. So my husband was working Monday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Because we had to live off his wage. Groceries would have been, like, mass isn't my strong point, but would have been at least $300 a week, if not more. And then you got petrol, insurances, all that, blah, blah, blah. So since we've moved here, he works Monday to Friday. I work evenings. And neither of us work the weekend. And we're building a house. And we're not.
So you're saying you've more free time. You can have the same lifestyle with more free time in Ireland, is what you're telling me.
Basically, yeah. That's the way I found it. We're able to, like, I have to work. Like, I came, they make it, the one thing they do is make it hard to actually come back to the country. Because we saved and whatever, we were working. And then I came back, we both came back. I got a job as soon as my PPS number came in. And then the banks said, because my line of work isn't guaranteed hours, which again, I have never been out of work since I've been here, they wouldn't take my wage into account for a mortgage. So the first year or so was quite like, I know there's a few times where he was like, do we just go back? Because we could have got a mortgage in Australia. We got approved for $1 million mortgage.
$1 million mortgage. You must have good jobs. Okay, come on.
So not even good jobs. They were just happy to, like, we had all right jobs. Like, we got all right pay. But nothing, like, I didn't go to university or anything. I'm not on a degree. But to pay that back was crazy. And one of my friends actually bought a house a while back, and their mortgage has gone up, I think, $200 a week in the last
year. Okay, leaving aside the cost of living in a house, et cetera, mortgages and everything else.
Yeah.
The lifestyle. Surely a lot of people would say the lifestyle is better in Australia. The weather is nicer. You know, there's just a better atmosphere. I mean, Ireland can be quite dull and depressing with the weather that we have here, apart from this week, obviously.
It can be, aside from this week. But also, if you've got good clothes, you can get out. Like, if it's cold, wrap up. You can go for a walk. Like, it's not a big deal. Australia, 45 degrees in summer, 40 degrees. There was, in the peak of summer now, out in the kind of western suburbs, whatever, of Sydney, it was like at least 3 or 4 days in a row of 43 degree heat.
Yeah.
So where are you going to go? Where are you going to go on that?
Yeah, it's not very comfortable. No, it's not very comfortable.
No. If you go to the beach, you burn your feet off on the sand. Yeah. Like, everyone posts up on social media, oh, we're at the beach, we're doing this and we're doing that. Yeah, that's fine if you're not working. Like, if you're on a holiday and it looks lovely if you're on a holiday. But once you have to work, and if you want to afford rent, you probably have to move an hour out of the city anyway. So you're not going to be close to Bondi and Coogee and all of those type of beaches.
No, you're not going to get an apartment there for less than you get an apartment here.
No, no, exactly. So, and the rents from what it's same. Like, everywhere, nearly, I could be wrong, they're like a good few countries have a housing crisis. Like, there's not one country at the moment that kind of doesn't seem to have a housing crisis.
And is there a housing crisis in Australia too? I mean, is there, like, for example, if you're looking for a two-bed apartment or a three-bed house, would you find it difficult to get one?
Yeah. So we were renting and we got kicked out, but the landlord wanted to take his house back. So we had to move on. There was 20 to 30 people showing up for a house. And the only reason we got a house is because you were able to apply for them before seeing it, and the real estate happened to say, oh, you haven't viewed it. We viewed it and we got the hat, like, we just got it because our application was the quickest one in. But same like here, people are offering hundreds, like a couple of hundred above the rental price, and offering a deposit for however many, because you've got to have a 4-week deposit in advance. So people are offering 6-7 week deposits just to secure a place to live. And
so,
are you
going to stay in Ireland? Are you buying a house? Or are you building a house? Or what are you doing? Are you staying in Ireland?
We're building a house, but we've obviously saved hard, worked hard, and to be able to build.
Yeah, so. Well, hang on just a second before we go to the break. There you go, Michael. The grass is not greener on the other side. There's Ashley, thinks Ireland is great.
Fair enough. No problem. I'm retiring. I'm 3 years away from 3 years after my retirement age, and I'm still doing 91. I get paid every 2 weeks, and I'm still doing 91 hours a week.
Wow!
Just to get by.
91 hours a week?
No, 91 hours every 2 weeks.
Oh, every 2 weeks. Jeez, I was going to say you wouldn't have much time to yourself. Yeah.
And then I have, as I said, my pension. Mm. But it's not enough to live on. I have to work. No choice in it.
Yeah, I know the cost of living is difficult, and I'm assuming, Ashley, you would agree that, well, maybe you wouldn't agree. I don't know what the cost of electricity, oil, petrol.
Like, I don't disagree with that. Like, it is high. Even just a bottle of gas is, what, 138 euro, just for a 47 kg bottle of gas.
And so what about petrol for your car and stuff like that? Surely you notice a big difference in that price.
Yeah, this car here is diesel, and mass wouldn't be my strong point. But I'm not denying that the cost of living isn't, like, high, but it's also high kind of everywhere. Like, everywhere seems to have gone high after COVID. So like, you at least, I don't know, if you're smart enough kind of over, I could be wrong, like, we're only a couple of years here. If you're smart enough, you may be able to get by, but that's if you're renting, then obviously the rent's really high too. So I understand, like, from all sorts of sides. Like, I know why people here kind of seem to get annoyed and want to go somewhere else, but it also is the same over there. And at least here you get a fair bit of government help, whereas any Irish people going to Australia that don't have Australian citizenship will not get an ounce of government help. So So,
Well, kind of, that's the way it is. It should be in most countries. I mean, you put your citizens first, obviously, when it comes to getting government supports. Actually, stay with me for a second if you want to. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. And the question I'm asking you is, a lot of people are leaving the country because of the cost of living, because of the housing crisis, because of the immigration crisis and everything else that's going on. And they feel they're not being listened to anymore. So 130,000 people have left over the last 2 years. I'm asking you, is the grass really greener on the other side? Because every country has its own set of problems. Ashley says, absolutely not. She's actually come from Australia to Ireland and she thinks Ireland is much better value. She's a better lifestyle here than she had in Australia, apart from the weather, obviously. You know, I thought about at one stage moving to Florida. But look, I've got to be honest with you, like everywhere else, I'm sure Florida and America has its own set of problems. You know, expensive healthcare, all that kind of stuff. And if you've got young kids, education is completely unaffordable in most states in America. But let me go to Sean. Sean, hi, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Niall? How are you? Great show as always.
Thanks. You've been listening to Ashley there. So this whole dream of going to Australia, and it's wonderful. She's from Australia. She comes here. She says she's a better lifestyle here than she had in Australia, apart from the weather, obviously.
Is Ashley still there?
No. Yeah, she is, yeah.
Ashley, can I just ask you a question, Ashley?
And, yeah.
You know, it's a personal question, but...
Please, don't make it too personal. Go on.
Well, here's the thing, and I know this, you know, the answer to this question already. Ashley, you obviously came here with a few quid in your pockets, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, we still had to get a mortgage, and I know what you're going to say, that it's hard, it's easier to make money. It was easier to make money 10 years ago, but it's now gone similar to everywhere else, like...
I'm not getting on to you, actually, but the fact of the matter is that you've had a few quid coming here, and fair play to you, you know, and welcome to Ireland. I really do say that to you, and I'm glad everything is working out for you. But the fact of the matter is, actually, I know people here that were here in Ireland over the last 5 years, and they've hadn't got any money in their pockets. Literally, they had, a couple of thousand euros in their bank accounts, and they went to Australia, actually. They're doing pretty good over there.
Yeah.
You know, they're working in the mines, they're working in healthcare, and they're doing pretty good for themselves, you know. I have a friend of mine.
I thought there was a stipulation that you had to have 10 grand in your bank account to move to Australia.
It used to be, I think.
I think so, Sean. I don't think you can move to Australia with less than 10. No, it's the same in America. If you go to America, even on a visitor's visa, and you're going for, say, 2 months, they'll ask you how much money you have with you.
Look, whether they do that or not, Niall, but I know people went over there with 2 and 3 grand in their bank accounts.
Well, I don't know.
That's all I'm
going
to say to you, Niall. I don't know.
It's like to get the money that we got to bring over to be able to start building. We didn't go out. We didn't drink. We didn't go out for dinners. We had one takeaway a week. We sacrificed everything for about a good 5 years.
That, Ashley. What I'm saying is, though, Ashley, that, you know, what my friend's done here, and what I'm just trying to prove tonight is what Niall's and what the show is about is the grass greener on the other side. They're doing pretty good for themselves over in Australia, Ashley. You know, as I say, they're working in the mines, they're working in healthcare, they're doing actually very, very well. Compared to what it is here in Ireland, you know.
And do they have kids?
Sorry, yes.
Do they have kids?
One friend of mine that, you know, actually went, he went over there 10 years ago, they have kids. He's in the building game. He had, you know, two kids and he's doing very well for himself over there.
So the point you're making is it depends on where you get your job. It depends on what you're doing. There's a lot of factors involved. Yeah.
But Niall, what I'm basically pointing out is whether, you know, you just said it there, where you have a 3 grand, you know, or you have 10 grand in your bank account. These people left Ireland for a better life, and they have a better life.
Not all of them. There are people. There are people who go to Australia, New Zealand, Spain, or Canada, or America, and they go for better life, and some come back because they don't get the better life.
Well, they're probably scratching their arses. I don't know.
It depends, kind of. I find it depends what you're coming back for. Because, like in our situation, we had no family in Australia because my family's in New Zealand and my husband's family is obviously with here. But if you're Irish and you marry an Australian, then that's when it seems to kind of work out a lot better because you've got that family support. But, I find it depends what you kind of move back for. Like, if you manage some support and build your own community, then fair enough. But For us, we had no family.
And was Australia or New Zealand better, by the way, Ashley? I'm just curious now.
Oh, well, I left New Zealand when I was about 18, so I haven't lived there since.
Oh, okay.
That's hard to say.
Where did you end up moving in Ireland, if you don't mind me asking?
To Kildare.
How'd you find it?
I don't mind it, yeah. Like, the healthcare system over here is a bit of a pain in the ass, but other than that, like, I don't mind it. I'm outdoorsy, so I don't mind being out in the weather and that.
And how do you find it towards where you were living? You know, like, did you find it like that? Or, you know, the Irish government are a bit of an arsehole and, you know...
It's funny enough, I actually find the Irish a lot friendlier than the Australians. Like, I've started working...
Look, Ashley, I
think she gets the gist. He's referring more so to the government, Ashley, not the people, I suppose.
Oh, the government. Look, I never really used to follow it because I didn't have to... I didn't have to vote, so I never could really bother. But I do. I've got a bit more into it now since I'm here because my kid will be going to school and that. So I follow it a bit more. The government, questionable.
Yeah, most governments are the same. They just don't listen to the people. But Sean, you told me before that your son is in his 20s now, and as far as you're concerned, he'll never be able to afford to own his own home. He'll be living with you. So has he thought about leaving the country?
Well, I fill you in on this, Noel. You know, we're still saving. Well, when I say we're still saving, he's still saving, his girlfriend is still saving, and I'm still saving. I'm hoping to keep him here, Noel. I had many a chat with him, as I said to you in the past. They were going to go, but I've convinced him at the moment to stay. Now, he's doing very well in his job and in his business, because he launched his own business, Noel, you see. So,
well done.
I don't know what way this is going to turn out, but the fact of the matter is that his business is doing very well. I'm hoping that, you know, he's in a position, and I'm hoping that this time next year, he's in the position to buy his own house, you know,
right.
Because,
okay.
You know, yeah.
Well, that's good.
You know, and the fact of the matter is, Noel, like, it's absolutely, as I said to you last time, it's colossal that, you know, he's going to need 90,000 to buy his house, you know, and it's absolutely shameful that people need to come up with this kind of money.
I mean, that, I don't know what it's like again in Australia, Ashley, but the main reason a lot of young people are leaving this country is because they're never going to be able to afford to buy a house in Ireland. Well, certainly in a city. I mean, if you look at Dublin, for example, what the government class is affordable housing in Dublin is 450,000 or 500,000 euro for a 3-bedroom house. I mean, realistically, you'd want to be Rothschild to be getting a mortgage for that kind of thing. So is it the same? How much is a 3-bed house in Sydney?
So say where we were living. So we were in Western Sydney, which is kind of an hour out of the main city. And the houses are up to $1 million there now.
Wow. And that's for a 3-bed house?
That's for like, you know what you see in the estates here, like the little terracey type houses, 2-story,
yeah,
3 or 4 bedrooms.
So what's a million Australian dollars? How much is that?
I can't. Oh, the rate's gone down now, hasn't it? I'm just trying to think. A mil would be, is it around 500,000-600,000 euro maybe?
Okay, so it's about the same price or a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, if not. And then it goes up from that. And this is just like timber frame, locked up in a couple of months type houses.
Yeah, so they're not even concrete houses. They're timber framed houses. Mind you, timber framed are okay in that weather, and that type of weather. But look, anyway.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've run out of time. Ashley, listen, I wish you well with your husband, by the way. And I hope you love Ireland for the rest of your life. Thank you very much indeed, Ashley. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Sean. And thank you, everybody, who got involved in that topic.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.